by kelim, by utensils. That you have to destroy these utensils. Why? Because the goyim used it. It says ashetavdun, that they used them, they worshipped with it. So mikan namar, from here we learn out that avoidus kechavim shlevi kechavim. If a goy owns an avoidus zoro, eino asura elat shetavit. It only becomes asur banor once the goy worships it. But before he worships it, it's still mutar banor. But b'shel Yisrael miyad. But when a Jew owns an avoidus zoro, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it becomes asur banor miyad right away. For the Gemara, first of all, for the kelim akim the law. You want to tell me that an avoidus zoro itself of a goy does not become asur until he worships it? But you just said the pasuk is talking about kelim. Kelim meaning not the avoidus zoro itself, but utensils that you use to serve the avoidus zoro with, the tashmishi avoidus zoro. So how could you bring a proof from this pasuk that's talking about tashmishim to the loch of the avoidus zoro itself? So Mor says, Omakor, the pasuk says, Asher atem yorshim oisam es Eloheim. That next part of this pasuk says right away the avoidus zoro itself. Asher atem yorshim oisam es Eloheim yoyashin their avoidus zoro. If so, in the same pasuk, makish Eloheim lekelim. Is the hekeshir that the loch of their avoidus zoro itself has the same halacha like the tashmishei avodah zarah, like the utensils that they use to clean, to serve the avodah zarah with. So it's like this, ma kelim, just like the utensils that they use to serve the avodah zarah with. Achi yavdu, it does not become asur b'ano until they actually worship it or use it, that the pasuk says, ad avatav b'kum asher, asher avdu sham, that the goyim worshipped. If so, afalu heyem, the same halach applies to their avodah zarah itself. That if a guy owns or made an avodah zarah, that nami ache yavdu, it does not become asur banor until they worship the avodah zarah. So this is the pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. For Rabbi Akiva, what does he do with these tzukim? Rabbi Akiva d'lo makish. Rabbi Akiva does not make this hekish of the avodah zarah itself to the kelim. Therefore, Amalach, he'll answer you es hifsuk inyan. When the pasuk says Asher atem yorshim oisam es Eloheim, so the word es is a hefsek, so that you cannot make a hekesh. So true, Rabbi Akiva would agree that the tashmish avodah zarah, he agrees, only becomes asur banor when they worship or when they use the tashmish, the things they use to serve the avodah zarah with. But the actual avodah zarah itself, he does not make this hekesh. There, Rabbi Akiva holds it becomes asur banor right away. As soon as a guy makes an avodah zarah, it becomes asur even before he uses it. Rabbi Yishmael, what does Rabbi Yishmael do about this? So, no, Rabbi Yishmael so far, Ashkecho na'avodas kechavim, shalev di kechavim, di'ein asura ad shetavit. So far it's good. He brought a proof to his Yisoid that when a guy owns an avodah zarah, it does not become asur banor until he worships it. So this part he has arrived from this pasuk, abitavdun ashetavdun, that they worshipped it first. But his second halacha, how does he know that the Yisrael, the Asura Miyad, Minole? How does he know that if a Jew owns an avodah zarah or made one, it becomes asur banor right away, even before he uses it? How does he know that? So Gemara says, Svaru. This is Stama reasoning, Stama Svaru. That, Midiyo v'kichavim, at shetavoid, since a guy's avodah zarah first becomes asur when he worships it, the Yisrael Asura Miyad. To swear that a Jew should be different, by a Jew should be more chomer than an avodah zarah, than a guy. So if a guy only becomes asur after he worships it, it's a svara, a Jew making or owning an avodah zarah, it's much worse. As soon as he makes it, it should be asur banor. So where it says, maybe no, Eimer the Yisrael klal klal loy, maybe no, how do you know altogether? Maybe a Jew's avodah zarah is not asur banor altogether. So Mor says, no, Hashto Geniza Boyi will soon say later a pasuk that if a Jew has an avodah zarah, he has to bury it. It's like you have to get rid of it, you have to bury it. So isn't this a svara for sure to say that it's also banor? But the pasuk will see later the son by Seisar that you're supposed to put it away. So if you have to be gone as it, bury it, for sure it's also banor. So you see, a Jew's avodah zarah is also banor. The Mor still says, V'yema maybe say kidi oivik echavim. So still, but maybe the avodah zarah of a Jew has the same halacha like a guy's avodah zarah, that it's only also after they worship it. So how does Rabbi Shmuel know to say that by Jew it's also right away? So Yitzchak Zalmakor, the Pasuk says, V'yeschataschem asher asisem es egel, that your aveira you did by making the egel, the Pasuk says. So mashma, mishas asiya kom lebechet, that at the time when the Jews made the egel, even before they worshipped it, it's considered a chet right away. So you see, when a Jew makes an avodah zarah, it's also right away. So Mar says, maybe no. Ha'ema hani mili lemekim gavro bechet. True. Maybe the person that makes the avodah zarah, he did a chet. It's not nice for a Jew to make an avodah zarah. So when the Jews made the egel, true, as soon as they made the egel, they did a chet. But maybe it's the surah le'misasur. But maybe the chetza, the avodah zarah itself, does not become osur bano until they worship it. What's the proof from that pasuk that the Klai Yisrael did a chet and making the egel? Maybe true, they did a chet, but maybe the avodah, the egel itself, did not become osur bano until they worshipped it. Yeah. On the Quran, the pasuk says, "Aro ra'ish." Hashayasa peslo matecha. The curse should be the person that makes this pesel, makes the avodah zarah. So the ik is mishas asiya kom lebor. As soon as he makes it, mashma right away. It's called an avodah zarah. He gets the curse. So again, having been rid, it's also bano. So Mar says no again. Ema, maybe it's like this. Hani milu makeim gavra biyora. Maybe it's only strong enough that the person gets a curse for making the pesel. But is the sir le misasir? But again, who said it's also bano? Maybe the chefza is not also bano until they actually worship the idol. So Mar says, the Pasuk goes off and says, Toyavas Hashem Ksiv. It says that this thing is a toyeva. It's disgusting in the eyes of Hashem. So what does it mean, toyeva? It means, right, that it's also bano. Right. It means that this is toyeva, meaning the chefza already has the Yisuri Hano. So that's Rabbi Shmuel's pshat. Now, for Rabbi Akiva, what does he do with this pasuk? It says by the avodah zarah of a Jew right away, b'shas asiya, is called the toeva. So mashmitz also right away. Rekiv holds davar hamevi the day toeva. Just means this is something that will bring you to do a toeva, to do something disgusting. It'll bring you to worship the avodah zarah. That's what the pasuk means. But not that it's also bano right now. Now Rabbi Akiva avodis kechov mishtad kechovim. The Yasur Miyad Minolei. How does Rabbi Akiva know to say, like it says now Mishnah, that when a guy makes an avodah zarah, it becomes also right away, even before he worships it? So Amaulula says, oh Makro, the pasuk says, Psila Yelehayim Tisrufun Vesh, that Psila Yelehayim, when the guy made their forms of the avodah zarah, you have to burn it. So it's Mashma Misha Poslu Nasuleha. As soon as they carved it out, hollowed it out, made the pestle, right away it's called an avodah zarah. That's what the key is pshat.
Now, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with this? When we brought the Katan of Yosef, the Tanya of Yosef, Minayin liyad kechovin shepesel leha. How do we know that a guy could be mevato an avodah zarah? His own avodah zarah. Shnei pasuk says, "Tesilei Eloheiim tisur fun veish." That the psilim Eloheiim you should burn in fire. So what's the right from this post? The Chodesh post says, Adrab, it's also, you have to burn it. So Nassar is brought down from the Sefer, from the Chutim, says that when do you have to burn it? Only if they still act like it's an avodah zarah. That's a lehi. Mishum lehi also. But the Shainan Noig boy, Mishum lehi, if they did not use it anymore as a lehi, that means the Levatlit, it becomes Mutter Bahano.
Anymore, the Yisra Noah goes off. How do we know this? This is the Posik. Shinam the Posik says, Psile lehayim, Tisra from Beish. But sure, I'll see. V'idach, how does Rabbi Shmuel? So how does Rabbi Kiva know this? V'idach, nafkalei me d'shmuel from Shmuel d'alacha. The Shmuel Rami Shmuel asks a question like this. Ksiv, one pasuk says, loisach mut kesev zov aleihem. Do not like nor sasa bano the silver and gold that's on top of the avodah zarah. The noil avodah zarah is also bano. Ksiv, another pasuk says, where it says, lakach t'lecho. You can take it for yourself, so it's a stira. Is the noi avodah zarah also bano or not? What case of that could it be? Postul aliha leisachmoy. If you made it to be an avodah zarah, if you put it there to beautify the avodah zarah, it's also bano. Postul meliha. But if you mevatel it from an avodah zarah lekach lecho, then you're allowed to use it. That's the limud that a guy could be mevatel the avodah zarah. For Rabbi Kiva so far, ashkechon avodas kechovim shlovi kechovim tiyasur miyad. So for Idashin, the pasuk of Psilei Eloheihem Tisru Fomesh, meaning that by the Zara of a Goy, you have to burn right away, it's also Banar right away. Good. But the Yisrael, Achetavoy Minolam, like our Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Kiva, how do we know that a Jew's Avoy the Zara is first also when he worships it? Some of you don't accrue, but the pasuk says, Vesom Basaiser. That means what they are, Avoy the Zara of a Jew, you have to hide, it's Toyin Geniz, you have to hide it. But Idashin means, until you did something with it. In other words, you worshipped it. And usually if a guy worships it, he does the b'seisa. So when you do a davar shebeseisa with the avoy de zara, then it means you have to be gone as it rasas banor. The either chosen bishmol do with this, for me boy the Rabbi Yitzchok. He needs this post like Rabbi Yitzchok. The Yom Rabbi Yitzchok, how do we know that if a Jew owns an avoy zara, it's also b'hano? You have to bury it. You have to be gone as it. The pasuk says v'som b'seisa. You have to put it away privately, but not to teach us that it's first also b'hano after he worships it. V'idach Rabbi Kiva nafkulay midrav chizda amarav diom rav chizda amarav. How do we know a Jew's avoy de zara has to be buried? Shneimer the pasuk says, "Loisita l'cho asheira kol eitz eitzum mizbeach." Do not plant and not say asheira next to the mizbeach. So it's like this: ma mizbeach, just like the mizbeach itself. So in Geniza, it's also by no, the mizbeach has kedusha. If the mizbeach becomes possible, that you cannot use it. You want to make another one, so the old one, you have to be gonas, you have to bury it. It's mashma here, it says, lesit l'cha asherah, has the same halacha. So it comes to teach us that af asherah, the same thing to this tree that you planted to worship, tuna Geniza, that you have to be gonas, that you have to bury it. Well, it's a Jew's avoy de zara, the Jew made it. By the Jew, there's no bittul. The Yidduch was a Bishmodu with this Yidduch whom he boiled like Rash Lakish. The Yomer Rash Lakish, this passage takes us something else. Call Hamaimid the Dayin Shein Hagin. Whoever puts off a Dayin in the shul, they make a Dayin there, the judge there. That's not Hagin, it's not fit. He doesn't act right, he does wrong things himself. He does Averis himself. Is Kilo Natei Asher of Yisrael. It's mamish like you planted an asherah in Klal Yisrael. It's a terrible thing to put a dayan that's not hogun. That's a terrible thing. But the dayan does these terrible things, you shouldn't make him a dayan. Shneimer the pasuk says, shayftim b'shayftim titan l'chol b'chol sharecha. If you put shayftim, put judges up, the samachlei, right away it says, lo'esit l'chol asherah b'choleis. Master, if you put off a dayan that's not hogun, it's mamish like planting an atzi asherah. A number of ashevash is like this. Over makom tamidik chomim, if you put the dayan up in the shul, in a place where there are other Tamil Chum there, then kilo notu eitzom ezbech. It's as if you planted this Atzi Asherah, your mamish are doing this Avera, of putting an Atzi Asherah, mamish next to the Mizbech. Shneimer says, eitzom ezbech. Meaning, b'makim yafteru there, that's like the Mizbech. If you put a dayan over people that are Tamil Chumim, it's mamish like you put an Atzi Asherah next to the Mizbech. So Kitzah, that's how Kiva knows his drush is, that a Jew's Avoy de Zara is only Yasa after he worships it, but a guy's Avoy de Zara from Sila Lehayim is also right away. Omer Rav Ashi, if people that Tamil Chum around there, because if this dying is in the shul, and they have Tamil Chum there also, so it's considered like you put an Atzei Asherah, the Machlim is Meir.
They're always there.
Boy Rav Amnuna. Risach kli la'avodas kechavim mahal. Risach means the kli that was broken, and now you put it back together again. Sometimes it means you mold it together. Rashi just says mashma with your hammer. Rashi says risach kli. Kli shenishper, you have a kli that was broken. Ve'kishola b'kornas, you banged it together again with the hammer. So you made it together, you made it into one piece. So what's the halacha now? We'll soon see. Risach kli la'avodas kechavim mahal. Avodas kechavim demand. First of all, what type of avodas are we talking about? Elaim avodas kechavim. The other kechavim belongs to a guy. So the korban the Rabbi Shmuel, ben the Rabbi Kiva, misham shavodas kechavim hein. This kli now is only something that they serve the avodas are with. Whether they bring the coals there, they bring the dirt there. So and misham shavodas kechavim ein asur machi avdu. They both agree. Even Rabbi Kiva agrees that the Tashmishi Avoy de Zara only becomes also when they worship it. That was the pasuk of Avoy Tavon is called Amakaymos. that the kelim they use to serve the avodah zarah is only also when they worship it. So what's your problem over here? The el arad the avodah zarah from the Israel. It's talking about a Jew's avodah zarah. So the Jew is making this clean now, this, let's say, a shovel to clean the avodah zarah. So aliba the man, who are we going according to? Elaim aliba the Rabbi Kiva. That the Rabbi Kiva says what? The avodah zarah of a Jew. Even the avodah zarah is only also when you worship it. So hash the higufa. Madzuch the avodah zarah itself. Loi mitzvah sarachet tavod only becomes also once you worship it. So misham shem iboi. Here it's just a broom that you make it to clean the avodah zarah. For sure it only becomes also once you use it. V'yel aliba the Rabbi Shmuel. The Amasur Miyadri says the Jews have avodah zarah is also right away. So my mishamshim, mamashmoshim, my. What is the question? Mishamshim and mishamshim gamrinan. Do we learn out the tashmishim from tashmishim that mahosam achiyavdu? Does the Jews tashmishim? Where do we learn it out from? Do we learn it out from the way a guy has his tashmish avodah zarah that it's only also once he worships it? Is afocha by a Jew also achiyavdu that the tashmishim the kelim only become also once he worships it? Or dilma maybe no minei gomar. We learn not the tashmishi avodah zarah of a Jew from the avodah zarah itself. Mahi just like the avodah zarah itself of a Jew. Asur miyad is also right away. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Maybe af misham she asur miyad. That's the suffix. According to Rabbi Shmuel. But the pasuk says the Jews avoid the zara also right away.
Yeah.
What's going to be by his tashmishi avoid the zara? The kalim that he used to serve his avoid the zara. Where did we learn out this issa? Do we learn it out? The pasuk doesn't say clearly by a Jews avoid the zara tashmishim. So we have to learn it out either from tashmishim of a guy, then it's only also once you worship it, or else we learn it out from the avoid the zara itself of a Jew. That's also right away. That's my topic. So Mara says, my iri, what do you have to talk about? My iri to come in boyile, risk the kli, what do you have to question then with the broken kli that you're putting it back together again? Ki boyile, also, you're making a new kli now. Smash me, your shallow is on it because it was once the kli, it broke. And now you're putting it back together again. What do you got to do with that? After Shiloh, when you make a new kli, when a Jew makes his broom for his avodah zarah, does it become usa right away when he makes it? Or does it first become usa when he uses it? Therefore, the Gemara says, true. Rav Amnuna, Mishum Tuma Yishonik Miboilei. His Shiloh was like this, that this kli was first a tashmishi avodah zarah, and had tumor on it. Now when you broke it, the tumor goes off. The question is, when you put it back together again, does the tumor come back again? That's the question. It's now going like this. Kli matkis, a metal kli. Pshutayim or makableyim tumeyim. Whether it's a flat kli or a kli that could receive liquid, it has a depth to it. Tumeyim, it's makabel tumor. Nishtabru, if you break the kli, taru becomes tar from its tumor. Let's say the lady take the broken pieces and make it back again to a kli. The rabbanon, the tumah comes back again. That's by regular tumah. Now, vok to me boyle. Ki hodra tumah. When do we say this? You said when you put the kli back together again that the tumah comes back. Hani mili. Maybe that's only said the tumah di raisa. A tumah that the kli touched the sheretz, it touched the mace, that the kli became tumah midi raisa. Avul tumah the rabbanon, but over here, when you worship a kli to the avodah zarah, after it's tummy, it's only midi rabbanon, it's only nesmachta. Midi raisa, the kelim is not tummy. It only has a tumah the rabbanon. So maybe, loy, since here the kli only had a tumah the rabbanon, once it breaks, the tumah goes off and does not come back again. Or dover, maybe loy shana. That's my suffix. Even by tumah the rabbanon also might say that when you break the kli, the tumah goes away, but later, if you make it back together again, it becomes tummy again. Mi hodra loy, olay hodra. So in Tim Slavitz, you want to tell me loy hodra tuma, loy hodra that a regular tuma with rabbanon does not come back again once you break it, even though you put it back together, it does not become tummy again. But maybe tumas the avodas kachovim mi shum chumri the avodas kachovim mi shavi rabbanon ketuma di raisa loy takeo. Sound like a double suffix over here. Maybe by the tuma of an avodah zarah, even though true the tashmishim is only tamei midrabanan, but since this tuma has to do with the chomadik echet of avodah zarah, maybe yidrabanan will mark him to say that have a lach like a diraisa, that when the kli becomes Torah, is broken, later if you put it back together again, maybe the tumah comes back. So that was his suffix. And this is lies by a taker, he lies by a suffix. All right, turn over.
What's going to be the lacha of takruvos that you serve the avodah zarah of with food? What's going to be the lacha? Mimahanyo lo bitol letarinu toma oilai. Again, takruvos. Anything you serve the avodah zarah with. Let's say you brought these grapes for the avodah zarah. You served them with these grapes, so grapes become asavano, and they also become tamei. Then later you mavatlet. Let's say the guy now takes these grapes, I'm not going to worship with them anymore, I want to use it for my own sake. So halacha is, the Yisra Anor goes off the grapes. We know that a guy could be mevatel the Avodah Zorah, and it could also be mevatel Tashmishi Avodah Zorah. So the question is, when he's mevatel these grapes, this food, does the tumah go off it also or not? That's our suffix. So Mara says, with Tiboyla Kedem, why do you only ask the question by food? Why don't you ask it by utensils? So Mara says like this, Kalim like me, boy. I have no question about Kalim. Kivon diyislay tarim b'mikvah. Since the lach is any time a kli becomes tamei, just put it into the mikvah. The mikvah is matirit. If so, tuma nami botlo. Then I know for sure that if you have this broom that the goyim used to worship their avodah, to clean the avodah zara with it, now if they're mavatel the broom from worshiping the avodah zara, so pshita of the tyra, the tuma goes off it. It's not worth it putting it into the mikvah. There's kalim that you could be metayarit pshita when you break it. So just like the Yisra Anor goes off it, pshita the tumah goes off it. Look at me, boy, lay. But ki kamibo, where's my suffix? Eichlim, my question is about food. Food has no tyra b'mikvah. If food becomes tamei, it remains tamei. There's no way to be metayar food. If a sheris touches food, the food remains tamei. Therefore, I have a suffix. Now this food that you serve the Avodah Zarah with, so it becomes Tomei because of Takrubas Avodah Zarah. When the Goy is Mevatlet from Takrubas, do I say, just like the Yisra Anor goes off, the Tumah also goes off? Or maybe no, Tumah and food can never go off. Tamar says, so why don't you have Tiboyla Avodah Gufa? Why don't you have the same show on the Avodah Zarah itself? Tamar says again also, Avodah Zarah, I have no suffix about the Avodah Zarah itself. Here again,